begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
And we're on.
Yay!
Yeah, where's my theme song?
I thought I had 2 seconds.
Welcome to the Movies Hate You Show.
Hold it now. You guys aren't supposed to do that until I say, welcome to the Movies Hate You Show, the Wild Eye Radio Hour. That's right. Now sing.
Welcome to
the Movies Hate You Show.
Now can you add the Wild Eye Radio Hour? Now let's do it from the top.
Golly.
Hey, welcome to the Movies Hate You Show.
The Wild Eye Radio Hour.
Hey, look at that. Like that.
How about ladies only?
It's like a Wolfman Jack kind of thing. Or should we do, hey, it's the Wild Eye Radio Hour. Movies Hate You. How about that? Reverse it.
Oh.
Instead of, hey, welcome to Movies Hate You, the Wild Eye Radio Hour.
Power Hour.
What do you think, Todd? You're the producer. Mr. Producer, what do you think?
I like
Todd
Movies Sheets. Hate You. That's your name of your show, man.
That's the name of the show, man. But it is the Wild Eye Hour of Power, man. It
is.
Really is. We're fueled by Wild Eye.
Wild Eye Radio!
I know what Wild Eye is, but what does Wild Eye mean?
Well, Wild Eye is a term that, you know, used to be used for like a, you would say maybe a, somebody was crazy, had wild eyes. Their eyes are all over the place. They're taking in everything. You might call it ADD today or ADHD today. Wild eye, like a wild eye photographer. They would just go out and go in the middle of a riot and take pictures. You know, wild eye.
Mm. I started reading a book about ADD once.
There's also a movie, The Wild Eye.
The Wild Eye.
About a cameraman, an Italian picture put out by AIP. Do you remember
that? I've never seen it before.
Never
heard of it.
That's like it's kind of a prototype Mondo film in a way. Yeah, I would say. I'm not sure what year it came out. I'm sure the nerds in the audience can
call us. Hey, they can call us.
They can call us. Todd, what's the number to call in?
The number is 310-928-7857.
And although that's an LA number, we are here in New York.
Yes. And your local rates will apply.
Yeah, your local rates will apply if you're calling from New York to the 310 number. Why do you have Jackalope is based in Kansas City, Missouri? Now, why do you have
not
an LA number? We're not.
This show is not.
No, the show is not. We have our own studios here in New York. Todd?
That's true. I'm
not even paying attention. Todd's like doing the crosswords, like, yeah, when's this?
I am stationed in Orlando, Florida, Los Angeles, California, and Missouri.
Missouri. Now, is it Missouri or more Missouri? Because my dad said Missouri. Are you going to call my dad a liar? That's the big
crackers,
question.
It's crackers, man. It's crackers.
All right.
Crackers, no matter how you cut it.
Cincinnati.
So anyway, where are we? Oh, yes, the Movies Hate You radio show. Movies Hate You, the Wild Eye Radio Hour.
We should write that down.
Maybe we should.
And we're live. We are live
now. Tonight, man. We weren't live because we had a studio crash here.
Yep.
There it is.
Technical difficulties. But you know, when we're not live, we're still on tape, right?
We're still live when it was recorded.
Exactly.
Whenever you're hearing an archive in our place,
right?
When we're not live, we could be lying right now. We could have canned this, record it, and said we're live.
Well, let's prove it. Pope resigned. Pope quit his job today.
No,
that's live.
That was yesterday. He quit.
Yesterday he quit.
Okay, I'll prove to you that we're live right now. Now it's 7:08 p.m. in beautiful Manhattan. in which the armpit shadow of we are residing in. And now, right now, that crazy rogue cop that went bananas and started killing other cops is right now surrounded in a cabin.
He is. I had no idea. Yeah. I've been in transit for the last two hours.
Been on the news. They've got allegedly they have him. They don't know if he's really in the cabin, but that's he just killed another cop, like a forest ranger. Two I think it was park rangers happened upon him, and he took one out, just died. So that proves we're live.
We are live. We are unlike
The police officer. Policeman. We are live, but that's not nice to say. That's ridiculous.
Now he issued a manifesto, right?
He did.
25-page manifesto.
And yes, and you were named.
Does it make any sense?
Yes, you were named. A very intelligent guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You were named in it. Mark Furman was named in it.
Mr. Ree or my
Christian. Oh my God! I didn't introduce you, Mr. Ree, our Asian co-host. You know, I tried to get Glenn from The Walking Dead to be a guest on the show.
You did.
Did you ever have Glenn on your show, Todd?
Glenn Morgan.
I don't know who's
No, Glenn is the character's name. Stephen Yun.
I haven't had him on the show yet.
He won't come on this show. We put our feelers out there, and he says this is a racist, anti-Asian show because of all the fun we poke at you.
Well, so be it. You know, so Solly, as we say. Right?
Who's this we? Who's we?
There's billions of us. Six billions of us on the planet.
So you say so Solly?
So Solly.
What is the
so Solly?
So somebody from Japan says so Solly, and somebody from China says so Solly.
Well, you know, if you get technical, I suppose there's minor differences that you know you'd have to be an Asian to pick up on. Mm-hmm. But for most of America,
so the Solly, what's the difference?
You know, Solly. Well, you know, they can't say their R's. Here's the deal: they can say their R's, but only when they're supposed to be saying L's, and they can say their L's, but only when they're supposed to be saying their R's. Kind of like Tom Brokaw.
They're kind of upside down. That's why, like an R is an upside down L, depending on how you write it.
Could be, and they write don't they write right to left and
up, I don't know. You tell me. You're the Asian expert.
Well, I should go back to Asian school because I don't.
Oh my God. But, don't they call that Oriental school?
They call it Oriental rug.
Is that what you're wearing on your head right now?
That's what I'm wearing, yes. It's an Oriental rug. No.
I mean, if it's a school, it can be an Oriental school. But the people in it are Asian. So you have to be politically correct. Because we're getting a lot of hate mail. We lost a guest.
I still say Siamese. I don't know. You know when I see
what do they say now? Conjoined?
They say conjoined. I still say Siamese because it's cuter. I like it.
Where's
it just sounds better.
But wait, can you still call a cat a Siamese?
You say no, it's a conjoined cat now.
But it's not two cats in one.
I don't make the rules. That's just...
What's the number again, Todd? Let's get some phone calls in here.
310-928-7857.
So call in.
Call us right now.
Let us know. Let us know what. We don't even have a topic.
If you're Siamese, call in.
If you're Siamese, call in. Right. If you're a cat, call in.
Right.
If you're Asian, call in. If you're in the cast of The Walking Dead, call in.
Do you know why the Siamese twins moved to England?
Why?
So the other one could drive.
But if they're Asian, do they even know how to drive?
Not very well.
Okay.
But a little... We're not live. Nobody laughed at that.
I don't believe we're live.
Crazy.
I believe Todd's taping this, and he's going to run it on Sunday.
Yeah. He's going to update the Pope reference.
How's the crosswords coming, Todd?
I'm enjoying them greatly.
You stuck on any words? I know how people from Missouri can be.
Don't make me throw something in your eye.
In my eye? Well, that would be funny. Okay, so give us a call. Todd said the number, but... You can also write us. MoviesHateYou@gmail.com. What is that again?
That's MoviesHateYou.
Right.
@gmail.com.
Now that's Y-O-U, not MoviesHateYou like the letter U.
Right, exactly.
It's Y-O-U. MoviesHateYou@gmail.com.
We spell things out.
Right. Yeah.
For you. So you don't have to.
So again, what are we talking about?
We're talking about, well, we were talking about the conspiracy. Tell me more about the cop conspiracy, because
it's not really a conspiracy.
Well, there have to be conspiracy theories about this, right?
That I haven't heard anything. I don't even want to go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
it's just boring. I mean, there's nothing.
Some of the crazier Tea Party Facebook friends of mine have been putting things out there that the conspiracy is that this guy is a liberal, left leaning. His manifesto was left-leaning, and the media is not approaching it that way because he's not a Tea Party, or he's not right-wing, or he's not a gun nut, or whatever it is they think.
This guy's 50 guns, he's probably a gun nut.
He's probably a gun nut. And I, you know, what I read of the manifesto, I didn't get that. It just seemed kind of all over the place. He was praising various TV personalities. Anderson Cooper.
He sent Anderson Cooper something. He sent him a like a medallion filled with bullet holes. Sent him this token, this little totem, I guess you would call it, right? Isn't that what like a killer would do, like to give you something from there? Like it's apparent he probably shot those holes in that, right? It wasn't like a.
I guess that would be the idea. Yeah. like the Zodiac
right,
killer,
right? Right. Give a little something, mess with the press.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He could be dead right now. We don't know. We don't have TVs going here.
If he's dead, call us right
call
now.
Call us if he's dead.
At 310.
Call us if they got him. That's right.
Call us if you're the cop. If you're, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
If you're
officer.
Cop, officer. Christopher Hodges.
Christopher Hodges.
Is that his name?
If they're boring down on you, about to shoot you, give us the exclusive. Call us now. What do you got to lose? They're going to shoot you anyway.
That's it, right? He'll call in.
Yeah. They're going to shoot you anyway. Come on.
They're going to kill you? He doesn't want to be
killed. Throw us a bone. Come on.
Listen, here's the thing. They've been surrounding this cabin for hours, and there's been no activity. So he's in there dead. He's up against the wall with his brains against the wall. He's gone. He doesn't want to be captured. Or he's not in there at all. He hasn't been there all day, and they just happen to think he's in this cabin. Which wouldn't be the first time, you know, they've precautiously made an error like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but one of the things that we waited for hours, he wouldn't respond. That's because he's gone. He took the bullet. His ego is too strong.
Now, is this his place that he's hiding?
No, just some random. Yeah, he's apparently carjacked some couple today. And I guess they escaped. He tied them up, but they got loose and they called it in and then shot these two cops or park rangers, and now they've kind of descended on this cabin where they believe he is.
So he doesn't have like an underground tunnel out like Devil's Rejects?
It might be a cabin. Apparently he has a friend that lives up in Big Bear, so apparently there's a second person involved in this whole thing. You know what, I think the thing about the news cycle is that we're hearing all this stuff, but the truth will come out tomorrow.
Probably, or at least the official version will come out at some point.
What could be the conspiracy? You know, you're always going for the conspiracy.
I don't know what.
It's a movie show. Let's talk about movies. Come on, what do you got?
Well, we haven't talked about the Pope yet, though. Speaking of conspiracies,
no, enough of this.
Speaking of conspiracies, you know the Pope, prophecy of the popes, which was allegedly written in like the 1400s or something.
Yeah,
spells out all the popes from then till now with pinpoint accuracy up to like 1590 or something.
Okay.
Which leads one to think that maybe it was really written in 1590 and they just lied about it.
In 1591. Sounds right.
But from then on it goes pretty wacky. But they are predicting that there's only one more pope and then that's the end of the world.
That's when we're going to get
the beast comes and all
that stuff.
So
that could be fun.
One more.
I've never met a culture, a religion of people so obsessed with death in every capacity, and they worship a dead corpse on a stick, and you know, it's just it's like death obsessed. Like they want this to happen. They want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, why are they death obsessed?
Why do they want this to happen? Wouldn't you want to say, look, what can I do to stop that? Like the beast is coming out of the sea and the battles are going to rage and people are going to be blown to bits. How do we stop it? Tell us what to do. How do we stop it?
Well, I think
they want it. Yes, it's all a sign. You know, well, a child was killed today. Oh, yes, the devil. It's a sign that's coming. You know, like, everything's part of this big storyline that ends in this big battle that's not going to happen.
Well, because that this is what they've been believing all this time, and either it happens or they've been wasting their time.
Yeah, but
for centuries.
Right, but hasn't every generation that's died off gone to the grave saying it didn't happen? It'll happen next generation. Yeah, you know, like every then they all go to their deaths disappointed.
Pretty much.
Right. If you're a Catholic or a Christian, call in. Mm-hmm. Todd, what's the number?
310-997-7857.
Come on, you Midwest Christians, call in. Let's talk.
That's a tax-exempt call for you religious people, right? Is that true?
It's a direct line to God.
It's right. If you're calling from the Vatican, it's a toll-free
direct
call.
From the Vatican to the Valley in a 310 exchange.
They're crackers. What do they know?
We got any crackers on the phone to call in? What do we got, Todd? Give me
we
somebody.
Got nothing.
Are you kidding me?
No one cares about you guys.
No one cares about. Does anyone listen to this show? Does anyone listen to this station? Come on. Just somebody call and just call us an idiots or something. Do something. Just let us know you're out there.
Mm. Order a pizza. Anything.
Yeah, why are we begging? Last time we were on live, we had 10 calls.
Yeah.
When we had what's his name? This fake. I say he was a fake Tarantino.
Yeah, I think it was Spielberg. I think it was really Spielberg.
It could have been anybody. It could have been Sam Jackson. Yeah. I don't know who it was, but someone called in saying claiming they were Quentin Tarantino, talking about Django Unchained. I think you fell for it. I couldn't believe it.
I want to believe. You know?
Yeah, the voice was too, you know, put on. It was a gay accent they were putting on. Anyway.
Gay accent. Well, I grew up in gay.
Yeah. You know the gay accent. If you're from New York, you know the gay accent. There's a gay accent. You're not born with that accent. You pick it up from other gay people. Right?
Some extra essence.
Our listeners in San Francisco can call and verify that.
Yeah.
Well, this show's going off the rails,
essence,
dude.
This is going off the rails.
We haven't even talked about movies yet. Forget the Pope. I don't care about that stuff.
I think he just retired because he wanted to spend more time with the kids.
He was the first Pope to apologize for all that stuff, so he gets credit. Whoa, Miller Pope. Time. He gets, yeah, carbonated water time, yeah.
He didn't apologize for the Hitler Youth thing, though.
He was forced into that. Yeah,
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, really? Right. Oh, come on. Really?
No, sure.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Paul Williams documentary?
Paul Williams.
Did you watch it?
There's somebody who would make a good Pope.
He would make a great guest on this show.
Oh, boy, would he?
Yeah. I don't know. I have to see in that documentary. I don't think he wants to deal with the press and the media. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Who the hell would want to talk to us? I wouldn't want to talk to us.
I tried to, I staked him out to get an autograph from him 6-8 months ago. He was on the Jimmy Fallon show,
mm-hmm.
Rockefeller Center, and it's a weird place to get autographs because there's two or three different places where they can come out. And the real, like the media whores, they always come out because they want the adoration. They want.
Like, who's it? Wait, now, when you say media whore, do you mean like a.
I mean, like Larry the Cable Guy. Like, specifically.
But somebody not a megastar. Somebody who's kind of like who's shilling a product or several products at a time.
Somebody who hasn't turned their back on the adoration yet. Who hasn't had their fill of the adoration.
I don't think Larry the Cable Guy will ever turn his back on his fans. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's famous now. He's doing,
huge.
Prilosec commercials for heartburn. I mean, this is big.
He's like the second top performer in the U.S. or something.
In ticket sales.
My God.
Live. Yeah, absolutely. And then there's that guy with the puppets.
He's the number one, Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, you ever
he's
see the money one. He brings in?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's like $30 million a year or something.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Talking from the side of his mouth. Yeah. I mean, he's not even good at it. Yeah. I mean, it's... You know, let's do it right now.
Oh, hi, Skippy. How are you today?
See? Nice.
Did you see my lips move?
I did, but the audience didn't. That's the point.
This is the funny thing, you know. It was back in the early days of radio, before television, as I like to tell the kids. You know, what was the number one show on the radio for a while? Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
A
ventriloquist on the radio.
That's right.
And
brilliant. It's brilliant.
And you can still see his lips move.
It's brilliant. Yeah. You can hear his lips move.
You can hear him.
His lips smacking. Yeah. You can hear the dummies, the wood hitting, and you can hear the flesh hitting on the other guy. Ridiculous.
We just both took a drink at the same time.
We
got to stagger that.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, so go ahead, keep going. I'm going to just listen.
So Paul Williams.
Yeah, Paul Williams.
I staked him out I had a Battle for the Planet of the Apes poster, of course.
Mm-hmm. I would have brought a Phantom of the Paradise item. Why would you take a kind of a third rate Planet of the Apes film item?
Oh, that's how it's going to be.
That's how it's
going there.
Oh, it's the last one. Even as a kid, I knew there was something different about that freaking battle for it, man. There was something different about it.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a step down. It sort of paves the way for the TV series, which was another
disappointment.
Step down, but
yeah.
Budget wise, anyway.
The cartoon is great, though.
The cartoon is interesting,
which is what I thought. Tim Burton's missed the mark. Well, he missed the mark on every level with that reimagining, but he should have went to that material in the cartoon. He should have had them in cities, sitting and watching movies, doing. We want to see more of the apes aping us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made the little nuances of the first three films in the series, those little things that made it so endearing to us.
Yeah, and that was the original novel.
Yeah.
They had cars and planes.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Yeah. That's what I was hoping someone would do with that material. And then, of course, they do another reboot with the James Franco one.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it. It's a chimpanzee. It's a guy talking. It's a guy, it's John Lithgow for 2 hours. There's hardly any apes. No ape carnage in that movie.
Yeah.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Well, it's just setting
it's
us
not
up
a rise.
For the battle reboot. The Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
I hope there's a battle reboot. I would watch that with CGI and mutants versus apes. On paper, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's like Avengers, level of incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Planet of the Apes series was my Star Wars. I mean, it was my...
It's because you're old.
Because I'm old. Yeah. I mean,
They had Planet of the Apes in Asia when you were growing up?
Yeah, well, it was Planet of the Apes, but...
Planet of the Apes. Okay. Yes, okay. No wonder Glenn won't come on the show. Keep going. Keep going, Glenn. You hear that, Glenn? Thanks.
So sorry. Anyway. Mm. That was... Planet of the Apes was all I was about for years. And when I was 10 years old when Battle came out, I remember it vividly. I remember I didn't even play my hometown, so I didn't get to go see it.
You had to wait for that Channel 5 cut.
Yep.
Hmm.
And it's a disappointment, but
it's not. You know what? It disappointed me as a kid.
Mm.
Too talky. But as an adult, I like it a lot better.
Yeah, it's...
I like it better than Part 3. I think Part 3 is a bore.
Hmm. I disagree, but hey man, anything apes.
You can't go from James Franciscus on the stone stairs with the submachine gun taking out apes to Ricardo Montalban talking about, I don't know where I'm going to hide you under the bed, I don't know what I'm going to do. The shift was... You go crazy, it's like follow the James Cameron model. It gets better every film. It has to.
Well, but the problem was they were slashing the budget.
No, I know. Typical Hollywood, the more money it made. No, they had the money. They wanted to keep the money.
No, I don't mean the studio. I mean the filmmakers didn't have the money.
No, I understand.
I understand. Scales.
I understand that. And I would say, do three really crazy apocalyptic movies and then go into let's go into an alternate universe. Now let's do the talking one. Let's start re-examining the whole franchise. But really, close it, man. Do you see how the pattern is like killer movie, just almost as killer movie, sleepy, and then pretty killer movie, mm-hmm. and then bombed it. You know what I mean? Like it didn't have... Where's the build-up? The arc goes... It drops too quick.
Yeah.
I would even, if Battle was intense, I would forgive Escape.
The poster's so awesome, though, if you remember the
poster. Oh, yeah, it's incredible. With
the
incredible
gorilla holding up the yeah. soldier, or the yeah. mutant over his
that head. That doesn't happen in the movie.
Doesn't happen. Nothing. That never comes close to that in the movie.
Right. That poster was more yeah. exciting.
Yeah. So anyway, I was trying to get Paul Williams to sign my poster.
Yes.
And somehow he snuck out.
Yeah.
He snuck out of through the parking garage or whatever. Yeah. So I never got him. I'll get him one of these times, though. He comes to New York every now and then. He was here a couple weeks ago, I think.
Was he?
He was, yeah.
Doing what?
They might have been showing the movie, the Paul William. What's it called? Paul Williams?
Paul Williams Still Alive.
Still Alive yeah. documentary. Yeah, they may have been showing that.
Pretty good documentary. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. We had a discussion about this. Yeah, I mean, off the air, you and I were talking about it, and I don't like it as much as right. you did, but I'm a big Paul Williams fan. So
yeah,
that was enough to carry me through.
Now, why are you a Paul Williams fan? Is because he's just kind of like this oddball cultural item, or do you're really a fan of like his song?
Totally, Apes was definitely what made me the fan.
I mean, okay,
at that point, anybody who was associated with those movies at all yeah. automatically was in my Hall of Fame.
Austin Stoker,
anybody, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Austin Stoker can do no wrong. I mean, you go from Apes to Assault on Precinct yeah. 13. I mean, that's there's a guy that doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. And Abby.
He's not gone. Is he?
Austin Stoker's gone, didn't he?
I don't
die?
Think so. No.
Are you serious?
I don't think so.
Or was it Cleavon Little? Who died? I get those two mixed
Cleavon
up.
Cleavon might have died.
No,
yeah.
I think Cleavon yeah. Little died years and years
Austin
ago.
Austin Stoker was at a chiller convention long ago.
No, I think he's dead. I think Austin Stoker's. I think he was at a Wasteland. I think he was at a Cinema Wasteland, and I think he's gone.
Austin Stoker, if you're alive,
call in. Call in. Austin Stoker. Let's get Austin Stoker and Steven Yeun from Walking Dead. And then let's get some people who were mad at us because we were talking about hillbillies.
Yeah, and popes.
Let's get Catholics on the phone.
Yeah. Put the rosary beads down and dial.
He's alive. Let's see. He's alive. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's looking great.
He's alive. He looks great.
He's alive.
Unbelievable. He's doing movies.
He's still working.
Machete Joe. What was that movie?
I don't know.
God, we just lost so many nerd points by not knowing that, right?
Well, I said he was alive. I still got my nerd
Somebody
points.
Told me he was dead. Or was I assumed he was dead?
Maybe, no, because he plays... In battle, he plays the brother, right, of the other guy. And from part four, maybe he died. Who was that in part four?
That was
in Conquest.
Yes,
Conquest
is such a great movie, man.
Fantastic movie.
That movie could just stand alone, and that's what I thought Rise of the Planet of the Apes is going to be.
Yeah.
But they went hippie, like weird. I don't know what they did with it. It's just not good.
Mm.
And the CGI wasn't as good as it should have been.
Yeah, well, if...
Yeah, here's that poster.
Yeah, there's the poster.
Are we live? Oh, we should be
still
doing
on
this.
We're still on the
radio. Yeah, that's all right. Let them listen to us. Are you gonna pay to listen to us surf? How do you like that? Do they pay for this?
This is free.
This is free?
This is so
well,
free.
We can do whatever we want. Todd, you don't charge people for this?
Of course not.
What if they download us on iTunes, which they can, right?
Of course.
Right. Is it 99 cents?
No.
How much is it to listen to this show or any Jackalope show on iTunes?
It's all free, man.
Get out of here.
All free.
Get lost.
It's free.
Serious?
Yep.
Why?
Because it's the way it should be for radio, man.
Well, then how do you eat?
I do other jobs. That's what you do.
All right. So radio should be free all across the world.
I think it should.
Entertainment should be free. Just across the board, entertainment.
I would agree.
Anyway.
Keep going.
Anyway, okay, yeah. Well,
what keep we were talking about
Paul Williams. So Paul, you got Battle for the Planet of the Apes, and then then you got Rainbow Connection. The Muppet Show
the
theme,
Muppet
which
movie.
Is a fantastic
yeah.
Muppet movie, excuse me.
Yeah.
Fantastic song. Always makes me cry.
Does it?
It does. I think it's just a beautiful song. I think it's beautiful. And then you've got Smokey and the Bandit and what else?
Smokey and the Bandit. That's amazing.
The Gong Show and
Harry Rhodes.
That's not him.
This is not TV. That's not Harry Rhodes? No?
I don't think so. No. He did a ton of TV. He was always on the Tonight Show. He was on 300 Times or something.
Yeah, that's Harry Rhodes. So, what else? Phantom of the Paradise. You're not a fan.
No, I'm a latecomer to that. I mean, I missed it when it came out and discovered it many, many years later. So it doesn't touch me the way that Apes touch me.
But Apes touch you?
Apes do touch me.
Apes touch you?
If you get too close to the cage, they tend to do that. But
go ahead.
Anyway, yeah. So Rob's just going to type here on the computer.
Just keep talking. No, just keep talking. Yeah. Hey, if they're not going to call in, hey, I'm not going to give it to them. You know what I'm saying?
It's turning into the Dr. Gene Scott Show.
Paul Williams.
Hey.
Roger Nichols and I have been writing songs for about 2 or 3 years.
Can you hear that on the air, Todd?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. If I play a Carpenters song, will you get in trouble with the FAA or whoever?
Are you kidding me? Paul Williams is the president of ASCAP. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me.
I just did. He's the president of ASCAP, and you pay ASCAP, right? So,
do you pay ASCAP?
I do.
Yeah. So you can play.
I always wondered, and I'm sure people in the audience want to know, what does it cost? Like, okay, my opening song is, I don't know, Paul Williams song, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's not, but let's say it is the opening song for the show. Every time you play that, we have to give them a nickel or something? I mean, how does that work?
It's kind of interesting, actually. You know, you kind of got to look at it like it's not that. It's you pay royalty fees up front for the year, and it's always a little different. You know what I mean?
Based on what, though?
Based on your amount of listeners, your hours of running, things like that.
Meaning, so you send a check to ASCAP in January and it's for, let's say, $1,000. That covers every song you play for a whole year.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't matter what song it is.
Right, right.
And ASCAP...
It doesn't make any sense.
Covers most everything, right? I mean, there's... Do they cover everything, or are there other songs?
There's another union, isn't there? Todd, can you help us? We're trying to understand this.
It's BMI ASCAP.
Jesus Christ, he's like half into something else. We're live, you know, Todd.
Okay, so BMI and ASCAP. How do you know which one is which? I mean, how do you know if you're covered? Like, if I start singing close to you right now,
yeah,
and I just might.
Yeah, shit.
Are you covered? How do you know if you're covered? I mean, do you find that out later?
I'm covered for that.
Okay, because you know that song. But what if Beatles songs? I mean, are they BMI?
Yeah, I'm covered for that.
Okay.
What about I don't know what are you not covered on? Let's ask you that.
I think I'm covered on everything.
What about that stupid Rihanna song, "The Diamonds in the Sky"? What about that? Are you covered on that? Can I sing that?
You probably could if you felt a need.
Can I just bitch about it?
I don't understand this. So what would it be? You don't either. What would be the fee? In other words, you're paying a fee based on what you might play.
Right.
So then let's say you play a song 5,000 times in a year.
Okay.
Now, aren't they going to come at you and say, look, you know, I know you paid $3, but you played it 5,000 times. You owe us a little bit more.
I doubt it. It doesn't work that way.
You don't send them a log of what you play so they can...
Sure they do. They have to.
You do? Okay.
That's all right? Done through the software.
Okay.
So you could technically go in and rename songs to like bogus bands and then the software.
Huh.
Right? So I'm already finding the hack on it. Yeah. You got to find a way around the system, man. That's independence, you know?
Got to do what you got to do.
Right, Todd?
I think you're crazy.
You think? I was trying to give some insight to our listeners who might be interested in getting into radio, who might want to know how the system works. Like, you can't just say, hey, I'm on the radio, I'm going to play a, you know, a Bon Jovi song. Hey, everybody wants to play a Bon Jovi song. Everyone loves Bon Jovi. Let's play a Bon Jovi song. But Bon Jovi has to get his penny from that, right?
Of course.
He's here, Todd Al Haraway. He's already like halfway out the door.
I'm right here, man.
Now, what is that? What are you playing?
I'm not playing anything. I'm right here.
Sample of
was that your phone?
How much do you pay for that?
How much do you have to pay now that your ringtone was accidentally played live on the air on the radio station? How much does that cost?
Too damn much.
I hate these vague answers he gives. You're not fooling anybody. We're New Yorkers, man. We don't fall for the vague blow-off. We invented the blow-off. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. See, he's trying to get smarter than us.
Ah. Yeah. We're from New York, the city show-me boys. State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, city boys. Mm-hmm. So what do I have here?
What is that you have there, Rob?
What have I been thumbing through is the Asylums. Does everybody know who the Asylum is?
Ooh, I do.
Go ahead. Who's the Asylum?
The Asylum is an independent video company that put out what they call mockbusters. They're movies that kind of piggyback via their title or their artwork or both on major Hollywood blockbusters.
Yes.
And they come as close as the law will allow infringing on the copyright.
They've been sued as well and
sure
won. Now, yes, they're also famous for, and they started out as a small art house label in the mid-90s. Also, these like shark team-ups, like the Sharktopus and Penguinados and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like these sci-fi channels.
Penguin, half tornado? Is that I didn't see that one.
No. There's no such thing. I'm making that up. But there is one coming up. This is what I wanted to talk about. I have, from the Asylum, a rundown of what they're going to be putting out this year, and there's some interesting stuff, including Sharknado. I swear, and like the tagline is "Enough said." You know, like
well,
take it from like Stan Lee. It's like Sharknado. Enough said.
Enough said.
So like, of course, you don't have to. Like, you say Sharknado, you say nothing else. Saying that's coming out in July of this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, when a freak hurricane swamps Los Angeles, hurricane in Los Angeles, thousands of sharks terrorize the waterlogged populace. And with the high speed winds from tornadoes in the desert, nature's deadliest killer rules water, land, and air. So the sharks, so it's like the hurricanes hitting LA team up with the tornadoes from the desert, like Arizona and Nevada, they meet up in the middle and they create sharknadoes. So you're like, not only can your house be taken away, you get sucked up in the tornado, you're like, I might survive this crap. No way, because there's a shark waiting there in the tornado to bite you when you get sucked up into the tornado. It's amazing.
Man,
is no escape.
There's no. Now, sharknado, they pass on shark clone.
Shark clone.
Shark clone wouldn't it be better?
Shark clone. That sounds like a foreign thing or something. let me have some shark clone.
Shark
please.
Clone. Yes.
What would you like, sir? Some shark clone, please. Mm-hmm. See, it's too gay.
Yeah, okay.
Too gay. Sharknado. People want Edo at the end of their stuff. You know, it's like Brondo. You know, it's like they want the
looks like Sharknado. For Spanish speaking,
Sharknado. I'm sure they're going to sell the thing is about their movies is they sell the hell out of them, and they sell them to television, and they sell them in foreign markets. So you can make fun of them all you want. They are just following this great long tradition of cheese and like right. I mean, this is like Corman School stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The title and the poster is it.
That's you it. Doesn't matter what's saying. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I love it because this catalog, this is, you know, this is what they would give out to, like, say, buyers in other countries. It's starring TBA, to be announced. Sharknado doesn't even have a cast yet.
Cast it.
Doesn't have a cast. But, so they've also got Super Cyclone, Oh, no, that's already out. Wait a minute. I got the wrong page here. What else have we got? Okay, here. The pre-production titles are the best. Foreclosure Nightmare. Okay.
Hmm.
That's June of this year. Attila Alive. That's September of this year. Zombie Night. That's October. Bone Alone. I swear. Bone Alone. It's a family film.
Huh.
Bone, I guess it's like Home Alone, right? When a family visits grandma's house on Christmas Eve, they leave their dog at home alone. And when burglars try to take the presents from under the tree, the dog must use every trick it knows to stop them. So it's Home Alone
plus
with a dog.
Bud.
Yeah, but there's no kid.
Yeah.
So the burglars come in and the dog has to come up with the traps and said Bone Alone.
Bone Alone.
I am not making this up. I swear to you. I'm not making this up.
Wasn't Ron Jeremy in a movie called Bone Alone too?
He probably was.
Speaking of which, get well soon, Ron. Ron
was, I thought he passed.
No, he did not pass.
Oh, okay.
He had a massive.
Who passed? Aneurysm. Somebody just passed.
I just passed some wind.
Just ooh, now, somebody just died. Who died?
I don't know.
No, did somebody just die?
Yesterday?
No, in the last couple weeks. Couple people. Oh, Ed Koch.
We lost Ed Koch.
Ed Koch went in the hospital the same time Ron Jeremy.
Speaking of Bone Alone.
Speaking of Bone Alone. No, seriously. This is forget these Ed Koch's and all this stuff. You know, Ed Koch was a crazy. Ed Koch had his own movie review.
I remember that
video blog type thing.
Yeah,
and he used to do reviews in a newspaper
for the Observer, right?
No, it wasn't. That's Rex Reed.
Oh.
I think it was another, like a Queens paper or something.
They're both
a little
Queens.
Lower down on it. The Observer's in Queens?
No, I meant Reed and Koch. I'm sorry.
Reed and Koch are about Queens.
Getting way too.
Yes, they are. Yes, I believe they are. But Koch.
Alleged.
Alleged. They're alleged. Anyway, speaking of which, another pre production title from the asylum, Bermuda Tentacles. Bermuda Tentacles.
Bermuda Tentacles.
When Air Force One goes down. Over the Bermuda Triangle, the Navy sends its best rescue team. But in saving the president, the team awakens a monster that threatens the entire eastern seaboard. How can we make this more interesting? Well, throw the president. Throw the president into the battle.
Yeah.
The president himself is going to fight this monster. I'm dying.
I've got one.
You don't find this funny?
I've got one.
What?
Shark Dope Pope. Okay, it's half shark, half octopus, half pope.
But that's just, it would just be third. It would be a third. It wouldn't be half.
Look, this is my
movie.
Your measurement's correct. My way. All right. So it's timely because of the whole pope thing, right? And it's half
shark Dope Pope.
Shark Dope Pope.
But it's a shark and a pope
and an octopus.
Shark Dope Pope.
Shark-do.
Oh, I see. Shark Dope
Pope. Puss soap.
Not Shark Duh A. Shark A Pope.
Right.
Shark the Pope.
Shark Dope Pope. We can figure this out.
Shark the Pope.
Shark the Pope.
Hey, Shark the Pope. It sounds Italian already.
Sounds like a Peter Gabriel song.
Shark
the Pope tonight.
Silly. Jack the Giant Killer. Not to be confused with Brian
Jack
Singer's.
Jack the Giant Killer.
Yeah, Brian Singer's Jack the Giant Killer. That's coming out in March. Wow. To coincide with Brian Singer's one. So this is brilliant.
Not to be confused with Jack the Giant Killer.
This is brilliant. I wish I could I wish I could do this. You come up with a title like if I read the Hollywood Reporter today and it says, "Oh, they're going to be pushing this big movie next January called, you know, Iron Zombies, you know, Robot Zombies."
Mm-hmm.
So then I come out with some, I announce something on DVD called, like, you know, Iron Undead. That's coming out in January, but on DVD, you can have it at Blockbuster and all your stores. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they're not only tricking the audience in a sense. I think most people are in on this. That's not true. I worked in a video store, and on Friday, when, like, let's say Die Hard came out in the theater, people would come into the video store on that Friday night and say, "Can I rent Die Hard?" I'm like, "Well, that's only in theaters. It won't be out for a few months, 6 months." "Oh, really?" Like, people don't really see a commercial for something. That's why now they say only in theaters. They have to tell people, don't go into your local store. Don't go to your Redbox machine looking for this. You only go to a movie theater and see it.
Yeah.
So they're playing on the ignorance of, because, you know, being movie fans, we're into this stuff. The average person can care less. They have a life.
Mm-hmm.
So they, well, not that we don't, but, well, maybe we don't. Well, anyway, Todd, speak for yourself. We're so into it, we understand that the Hansel and Gretel that the Asylum's putting out, that they put out in January, is not the same Hansel and Gretel with the guy from the Avengers.
Right.
What else? Atlantic Rim. This is a good one. Atlantic Rim.
Ron Jeremy was in that film.
Yeah, Atlantic Rimming, I think that was called. Atlantic Rim in July, of course, to play on the Pacific Rim.
Ah,
the
yes.
Big, what's his name? Del Toro. Yeah, who's the guy?
Guillermo.
So I find this stuff great. I find Age of the Hobbits. Did you miss that one from the Asylum?
I remember. Yeah, I saw that. Age I didn't see it. The Hobbits. I saw the cover.
By Ling's in it,
of course.
From Celebrity Rehab. Remember her?
No.
Oh, okay.
How'd that turn out? Did she?
I think she's clean. She's working, man. She's in more movies than you are right now.
That's right.
That's right.
There you go.
And then 100 Ghost Street. This came out last year. 100 Ghost Street, The Return of Richard Speck. What? Like, what was Richard
Speck?
I don't remember when Richard Speck was on Ghost Street. Do you remember, like, what part of his life?
21 Ghost Street?
100 Ghost Street, The Return of Richard Speck.
Hmm.
I don't understand.
Now, do you think, is it the ghost of Richard Speck in this?
I'm sure it is. Oh, let's say in 2010. Hmm. Paranormal investigators tried to film Richard Speck's ghost at the site of his heinous killing spree. Hmm. The victims' families have finally released the footage that documents their last days. The police didn't want it. So the family released it. The police said, nah, don't bother. Richard Speck, come on.
Case closed.
But did Richard Speck kill people? Bless you. He killed people on 100 Ghost Street? Or is that just some made up... That's like Gacy Street. Remember that movie? There was like some Gacy movie. It was like Gacy Lane or something. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot from these guys. Okay, here's one that came out last year. Bigfoot. Starring Alice Cooper. That was on the Sci-Fi Channel. Do you remember that? Alice Cooper gets crushed by Bigfoot.
I didn't see that one. That's not the...
You didn't see that?
Not the Danny Bonaducci one.
Yeah.
Same one? That's the same one?
Danny Bonaducci, Alice Cooper, Howard Hessman, Sherilyn Finn, and Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch.
Best Love Boat ever.
The best Love Boat ever, because there's a Bigfoot in it.
Yeah.
The legend is alive.
Wow.
And I love how they, you know, Alice Cooper's a cameo, but they have here, they put the, you know, Danny Bonaducci up on top above the name Bigfoot, and then underneath, and real small, Alice Cooper. So it's like Bigfoot, Alice Cooper is all you see. So it almost seems like he stars in the film, like as the Bigfoot.
As Bigfoot.
You know, it almost seems like it says, Bigfoot is Alice Cooper, right? Instead of and?
Right.
Or as Alice Cooper as Bigfoot.
As the Bigfoot.
Anyway, go to hell. I'm just telling you, this is fun.
You had me at Bonaducci. I mean, I'll watch it.
You had me at Barry Williams. And then they put out, you know, you don't even realize the Asylum puts out a lot of nice family movies. Golden Retrievers and Love Stories.
How about a Christian Bigfoot movie with Willie Ames?
He's not Christian anymore, is he? Here, so. Get that off, Mike.
Who's the other guy? The Kirk Cameron?
Kirk Cameron Bigfoot movie. That's what I want to see.
Oh, my God. How fun would that be?
Where the Bigfoot teaches him how to open a banana. Remember the banana?
Proof that there's no such thing as evolution, right?
Proof that there's a God and no such thing as evolution. Because God made us with thumbs,
right?
And the banana fits perfectly in our thumbed hand.
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Same size.
It is. Shape. It fits right in there. And it's proof that it's intelligent design.
Right.
There's no evolution there. You ever see an ape's finger, the thumb?
Has Kirk Cameron ever seen a pineapple, is the real question.
Right, exactly. Has he ever tried to open an artichoke? It might have choked Artie, but it's not going to choke Kirk.
Oh, Kirk, if you're listening, call in.
Call in, Kirk. Next week, special guest Kirk Cameron will be here.
We'll go to church. We'll pray to Jesus on the air if you call in right now, Kirk.
I want to say, you know, Kirk Cameron is like a... He's like a hunk to the Christian women. I mean, he's like... His movie's playing theaters. Did you know that? I went to see a movie in the afternoon. long time ago, 3-4 years ago. And we snuck in. We were, you know, like, you know, see a movie. And it's like $10, you know, say, oh, let's pop our heads and see what else is playing. Because it was the afternoon.
Yeah.
Popped our heads in and said, well, okay, this is, coast is clear. Let's sit down. We go in this theater watching it. And like, oh, it looks like a rom-com or something, you know, whatever, generic movie. Kirk Cameron shows up. Oh, what movie is this? He starts talking about the, he goes to sit down with like his dad or something. He starts, well, you know, son, you got to go back to the Bible, you know, because his marriage was disintegrating.
Oh, was this fireproof?
It was fireproof.
Yeah.
It was fireproof. His marriage is folding. He goes like the tree stump. His dad's out in the woods, you know, sitting there. And it's, you know, pop, what should I do? You know, and my marriage is going to crap. And the father, you know, get back to the book. Get back to the book, you know. And I was like, I can't believe it was a Christian movement. They four-wall these things and make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Ton of money. Yeah. In your local, too. You don't even realize it. This is like clandestine stuff, man. Mm-hmm. And no newspaper advertisement. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Something in the brain. They have like a wavelength they send out. Theater 7.
Yeah. Okay. No, they do real like grassroots like church yeah. Organizing. And they get, well, that's what happened with the
That's how Mel Gibson made $500 million. Sure, yeah. He used that.
Yeah.
Smart, but he is a Catholic. He always was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always was.
We the guy who played Christ in the Passion, Jim Caviezel. I don't know how you say it.
Yeah, Cazavelle. I have no idea.
Whatever it is,
Caviezel. Jim C. We call him.
Jim C. JC.
He's the one that was always talking to. He was the one in the other movie where he was talking to the Phantom, Dennis Quaid, right? Who was his father? Remember that one? Do you remember that movie? It was an old radio. Dad, are you out there, Dad?
Yeah, sure,
and like,
sure.
Dennis Quaid helps him solve a crime, his own death, his own murder or something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
The Phantom Radio. Like, another great Hollywood idea. Let's Man. The radio. His father's on the other side of the radio. His dead father.
Recently, last week.
Unforgettable with Ray Liotta. The movies don't stop.
Was There's Ray Liotta in that, too?
No, he's in Unforgettable. Remember that?
Unforgettable
movie.
Well,
I can't take it.
Caviezel's on a new show. Person of Interest is called.
This is why movies hate you.
They shot an episode where I work.
Yes.
And I watched Caviezel the whole time. Guy didn't crack a smile.
Yeah.
The entire time. I mean, I've never seen anybody who
dead serious actor
so humorless. I've seen serious actors. I mean, I've seen actors who get into their character, but this guy looks like he just is having a miserable time.
He looks like a miserable. Yeah, he looks like.
Yeah, yeah. I had to resist the temptation. I wanted to ask him to sign a crucifix for me, like a bloody crucifix, but I.
Get out of here. God, maybe that's why he's so angry. He got kind of, you know, pigeonholed as Christ.
No, he's very. I read an interview or two with him, and he's very religious. He's very
really,
yeah. He's very Catholic. He's very Catholic, to like the nth degree, and yeah. But it was just I've never seen anybody not even crack a smile. And people are constantly
coming
touching
up
his
to
hair,
him,
and doing things and making small talk with him.
Yeah,
nothing.
He doesn't even talk.
No,
he wouldn't even open his mouth.
He opened his mouth.
He did.
He definitely talked, but...
But they were doing his hair, and they were like, oh, so did you see the blah, blah, blah? He's like,
Yeah.
Look, I'm kind of standing here looking pretty, so could you go away for a little while? That's what he said under his breath. I'm kind of like a pretty boy, but I'm aging, so I'm kind of pissed off about it. Could you just walk... Like, I'm on... You know, I'm a trained Shakespearean actor, and I'm doing, like, Law and Order. I'm a pathetic mess. I made millions of dollars playing Christ, but I still can't get this acting bug out of my system, and I got to do this stupid show where it's like a different rape of the week or something, you know?
Do you suppose he got paid well for that movie?
He probably got points.
You think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I know Mel made a ton of money.
We're out of time, boys.
Oh, no.
Oh, get out of here. Could you text me that stuff? Don't interrupt my show.
I did. You didn't see it.
It's like 1905, like the guy's breaking in. Well, that's all we have for today, folks.
I've been texting you on Skype. Why don't you open an eyeball?
No, I'm serious. Like, ask Mr. Ree. Oh, no. Ask Mr. Ree. There's nothing. Was this tonight? 2 minutes? Oh, yes, come on, Matt.
That was, and I gave you 5 minutes before that.
Are you shutting us down?
I'm shutting you down.
All right, that's it. We got to go. The next show's got
to... No more phone calls.
No more phone calls. We've had enough phone calls for tonight. Let's leave it down. Save it for next week. This has been the Movies Hate You Show, the Wild Eye Radio Hour of Power. Mr. Ree, Lee Peterson, co-host, thank you, sir, as always. Mr. Producer, Todd S. Sheets.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir, falling asleep on us tonight. MoviesHateYou@gmail.com. See you next time. Good night.
Bye-bye.